fact is that they my cheshbon.
So it's known that people in Eretz Yisrael start saying the same time what to the bracha. So in the next bracha, Shmonesrei, Bipsa Hashanah, they start saying say down with the bracha, we have done. So let's go to Kitzer, two dalachas to get from the same time water. Stop the beginning. You want to time this? The mission time is not good. The mission over there says, "The given my husband shown that he can show him." Of Kamil, are you a b'shiva boy? Like kind of common of Kamil. When he starts asking for b'shamim, is it on given my husband for zayin? And the mission says why? Because tesva of yoyim after attack kadei shagia after should be sold and not for us. The reason why you don't zayin is that you have 15 days after Sukkot, so the people who came to be early rekel, bizman that they were early rekel, can reach the Nafras and there won't be any rain upon them. So in Machlokes, if it's Gimel Marcheshen or Zayin, it says Gemara, that we pass him like a Gemil, that didn't easy to do it on Zayin Marcheshen. That's an extra. It says Gemara, however, Ubegoyla at Shishim Beit Kufa. Ubegoyla, you cannot eat for Gesham until the 60th day of Beit Kufa. The Gemara declares the 60th day is Ka'achel Kulafnei. The Gemara paskins that the 60th day is when you start. It's Ka'achel, you start saying it before the 60th day. After the Kufa, after the season, that's what we start saying at the same time with the Rafa for the people in the Golas, May Bubble.
What's
Kufnei? Kufnei meaning that you start saying the 61st day. You said the 60th day, meaning you start on the 60th, you start saying the 61st. Or do you start saying that you start on the 59th, you start saying on the 60th day after the Tukufa. So what is the 60th day after the Tukufa? So they said some examples in the Makubi of Zayin. Being down, it really depends if February is Malay or February is Chaser. If February has only 28 days, then the December before that, we start saying it on December 4th. However, if February is Malay, it has 29 days, then the law is, what do? We start saying it on the December before that, we start saying it on December 5th, that night. Now, if you look in the Beis Yosef, his words are not exactly that way. He says it depends if February is Malay or Chaser. He writes February 28th or 29th. And then he says, if it's Molay, then you start saying on November 23rd. And if it's Chaser, then you start saying on November 22nd. They say it says depends when the dates. Everyone knows it's the 4th or the 5th. The night of the 4th. The night of the 5th. So they say it depends when, if February is Molay or Chaser, the night of the 22nd, the night of the 23rd. He took the time on the night 22nd, 23rd of November. So what happened? We all know it's the 4th or the 5th. How do they say it say December 22nd or November 23rd? The Shekel brings it down also this way. It shows what happened. So first to go a little bit through the calendar, the Matthias of how the calendar works. So there are two ways to make a year. Solar calendar and the lunar calendar. Solar through the sun, or the lunar through the moon. The moon is the Ikak Pai, so it goes to the Yom Tovim, we go like the moon. And the moon, the time is, like it says, 29 days, and 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 35 seconds per hour. However, the sun, we also follow the graph for some certain things for the seasons. Nachkamino is the same time of the Rafa, another Nachkamino in a couple of years, it's Birch Tachama. We say Birch Tachama once every 28 years, and we go after the Chama for the sun. Now, when is the season? How long is a solar year? How long is a year? So, what is known among the Goyim, they call the Julian calendar, in the year 46 BCE, Julian calendar, this calendar is Makabal by the Goyim, that they made the year in 365 days and 6 hours. 1 year is 365 days and 6 hours. That means the first 3 years can be 365 days, and the fourth year is going to be 366 days, because you have 6 hours in every year. After 4 years, you have to add in an extra day. You're looking at the Gemara Erevim, and that's the Vol and Aleph. That's the Machlokes over there of Adol and Shmuel, when the Tekufas are, how long the seasons are. And it comes out, the point of Shmuel, the Tekufa is 365 days and 6 hours. That means the Julian calendar is basically going like Shmuel, or we pass like Shmuel for certain things. So the Julian calendar that we have is like Shmuel. The year is 365 days and 6 hours.
What is
the moon? The solar, the sun. How long it takes for the sun to go around the earth? It takes 365 days and 6 hours. That's all it takes. Now, the Maya is, it's not exactly correct. It's 365 days, it's 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46 seconds. So you're off by a little more than 11 minutes and 14 seconds. 11 minutes, big deal. So the problem is, 11 minutes over time adds up to be something. That means every 128 years, you're missing one day from the calendar. since time we're doing, going the calendar, we're taking like Tkuva Shmuel, like the Julian, to be that it's 6 hours, really, that's 11 minutes more than what it should be. Therefore, you're missing one day in the calendar out of 128 years. So when it started the calendar by 46 BCE, when was the spring season? It started in March 25th. In the year 1582, spring was when? March 11th. They already lost 14 days from the calendar. So, over there by the Queen, or Pope Gregory the VIII, it brought down 1582, even though the truth of the 100 held basically down 1528, but I think it's a mistake, it's 1582. Over there, Pope Gregory, he decided to change the calendar, take out dates from the calendar. He wanted to make the spring season to start on March 21st. Everyone knows, now knows spring is March 21st. So first, one thing he did, he corrected the past. He went, it was, that year was October 4th. He told everyone, we'll see October 4th, next day is supposed to be October 5th. Take out 10 days from the calendar and make October 15th. He physically, he took out dates from the calendar, went from October 4th to the 15th. That means anyone had a birthday in between, my birthday is October 12th, had no birthday, days are missing. Partial days are gone, took out 10 days from the calendar. That's the first we did until then. That means the 10 days missing in the Julian calendar, which now we're called using the Gregorian calendar. After Pope Gregory, you use the Gregorian calendar. Aleph. That's the past, therefore the seasons always start on March 21st, spring. The future. How do you affect the future? So first, we said already that 3 years is 365 days, the fourth year is 366 days. That means the year of, let's say, the year of 2001 is 365, 2002, 2003. So every fourth year, 2004, 2008, 2012, 2016 is a leap year. And you put in the February 29th, you have an extra day in the year. Came along Gregory and said, for the future, what's supposed to be, in Cheshvan, the year 1700, the year 1800, the year 1900, the whole the year 1700 itself, should be a leap year. Said Pope Gregory, every 100 years we can take out a day again. Except, if you take it every 100 years, it's going too quick, as you're missing one day out of 128 years. Except every 400 years. That means, in the year 1700, they took out a day. The year 1800, they took out a day. The year 1900, they took out a day. The year 2000, we did not, we kept it in. The year 2100, we again take out a day. That means, from the time of Shmuel until now, how many days are taken out? 10 days from the 5th to the 15th of October, in 1582. Then also the 1700, 1800, 1900, how many days are taken out? 13 days. Right now we're missing 13 days from the calendar, they just disappear. It's not there. We took out a point that went against Tkuva Shmuel.
Why does that make sense? Once every 100 years?
Once every, because you're missing it, you're gaining a day, one out of 128.
And once every 1,000, how does that work?
So he took out every 100 years except every 400 years.
Why is that?
You're still missing a day after 40, they say after 14,000 years, you're still missing a day. Oh, that's 14,000, okay. That's
right. Cutting. Is that for someone unaware
of? Yeah. So they bring down one Afkamina, mentioning Afkamina, the Shnomach and Chuba, so Lumis provides to bring it down. One Afkamina is one of the little Nach. When's Exodus? Little Nach is, according to Goyim, is the eve of the 25th, 24th and 9th. Now, they took out 30 days from the calendar. So the Greek Orthodox, from the Russians, itself, when they keep Exodus, they keep it when? On January 7th. The eve of January 7th, they keep Exodus. Why? There's 30 days taken out of the calendar. You just took out days. But Etzem, when is Exodus? They timed it January 7th. The eve of January 7th. Because why? Because that is really December 25th. If you would not touch the calendar, nothing would have happened. January 7th, the eve, that would have been Exodus. Therefore, if my colleagues among the Goyim themselves, when's Exodus? Greek Orthodox go on January 7th. Mashenke in most of Europe and America, they go December 25th. That's all the sales are, the 25th. The eve of the 25th, that's Exodus. After you know, why different people have Nittel? Some people have Nittel on the eve of the 7th. And some people have Nittel on the 7th 25th. Why? Because I've seen them who came from different parts of the world that they did not accept the calendar. They went with a place that the calendar of Essence, the 7th is the 3rd, is the 25th. January 7th is the 25th. Therefore you start saying, therefore Nittel Eva, the most important thing we have, is the eve of the 7th. However, you go the other way, 7th 25th, then your Nittel is what we have now, the eve of 25th. It could be depends upon the time of Nittel Nach, why we're doing Nittel Nach. Negate us, when should the same time of the Bracha be? So first, the Beis Yosef, he wrote, it should be on November 22nd to 23rd. When the Beis Yosef passed away, in Shin Lamed Hei, in 1575, the Rav passed away in Shin Lamed Hei, 1572, they passed away before even the Gregory touched the calendar. Before anything. That means their writings before any data touched. That means when was then in his time, when was the time to say the same Talmud Sabah, when was 60 days after the Kufa? In November 22nd or November 23rd? Upon that, the new Torah is the Makufia Zayin. On the bottom, it brings down the Magia, the history. It brings down Pope Gregory. It brings down the days of changes it was taken out. And therefore, they write, it should be the 4th and the 5th. However, when Beis Yosef wrote it, he wrote November 22nd and 23rd. For that reason, it writes that they bring down. The Kitcher Shulchan Aruch went to Hilev. Hilev before the year 1900. That means how many days are taken out of the calendar according to Kitcher Shulchan Aruch? Only 12 days, not 13. Because in the year 1900, it was not taken out yet. When does he say the same thing to the Bracha? The night of the 3rd, the night of the 4th. Because the day of the calendar, the extra day was not taken out yet. Therefore, that's how the calendars work out, that's what happened to Beis Yosef, and now when we start saying it, the 60th day after the Kufa is the night of the 4th and the 5th. That means I did check the calendar, but what should count out of the Metzias is by us, in the future, the year 2005 or 2006, we should start saying it on the 10th 4th. 2007, we should start saying it on the 7th 5th at night, because the 8th is the next February is Molly. Then it should go on saying the year 2008, 2009, 2010 should be the 7th 4th. 2011, it should be the 7th 5th. All the way until the year 2001. Once you hit 2100, you start saying it the 9th of the 6th. The Ayyamami, the Anish Durman says, you start saying it the 4th and 5th. And 100 years later, remember, of course, now it's 5th or 6th. That's the future.
Why has it been, they say, it's the 5th and the problem that the winter, if he didn't have...
With Shmuel?
No.
Shmuel, they're showing maybe this is cash. It's off a little bit, they don't mind, because anything will take care of. But who's got?
If you win, if you win, if it's over,
then fix it up.
Get
it over.
So
why did
Shulchan Aruch keep it there?
No, the Shulchan Aruch didn't change nothing. He went.
Why didn't he keep it?
We go 60 to the season. What got earlier? The season got
the
ground.
So then it's the wrong day. I could keep the same.
We go. We went with Kuvah Shmuel, even though it might be changed. We went better close. We do want the Rishonim is cash already. The Shabbat is a shul about what happened with a drop off in the season. We don't want it being a drop off.
Is
that before the Shabbat? The Shabbat,
Rishonim is a cash.
If you want Barichas, very clear, in the Sefer Birch Tachamo by Oscar, he has an overview by Rabbi Reich. He has like 30 pages on this. He goes through all the Shalom and Shmuel, why we do the winding off a little bit. He got a point out of ancient Kiddush. I calmed down. He read that for 42,000 years. We'll start saying the same Talmud Masechta Brachot on Pesach. It'll end on Pesach.
After how many years?
After 42,000 years. Which, he writes, a lot of the Mashiach may happen, it's not going to happen, we've arrived, it's the right, it isn't going to be Mashiach, not going to get there that far. But he says, it's interesting, we'll start saying, because the Yom go after Kuvas HaRavakot. The season go after Kuvas HaShmuel. So after 42,000 years, we'll start saying and stop saying on Pesach. It won't be even going to start. So they actually, this theory here, fine, although it doesn't bother us, we accomplish more certain things about this and some other stuff.
It changes one day every 100 years?
128 years. So what did it help to?
In how long?
The 1 year, yeah, one day every 100 years, except for the year 2000, 2004, 2400,
2003. Every 1 year you change 3 days later?
Yeah.
Why only by December 4th?
13 days. They took out 10 days, and then another 3 days since then. Fine, so that's us, how we got the calendar, how we have Americans, or Kutbar has had December 4th and 5th, and others have it, the Nitzal has Zayin Ma'akash. Now to go, just the kids to the Lakhas, first, just the kids to go Be'ikah on the mouth of the Mishnah, how he passes, what happens if a person forgets to say the same Talamotor? So if he's in Sopik, we say the same Talamotor, so we tell Shloshim, the Lakhas, he's Choyzer, Mishnah, he did not say it. If it's after Shloshim, Mishnah, he did say it. Basically, what a person should do is like the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kuf Yudal Tefachim and the Malach. He should say 101 times the part of the Tefillah that's called Neisuos L'Toyah of Saint Talamotor. That should say 101 times. First of all, two reasons. One is he won't forget because he's the Rabbis Bib say it every time. And why? When you get in the Malach Sfeikus, you don't know what to do. Why not be wiser? You know Mustami did say it. So that's the first. As you know, Sopik say it tonight 101 times. It's called Neisuos L'Toyah. The Chokim, but that's the life of the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. That's what you should do it with a few 100 times, 101 times, with the other 90 times. Now, to go through numerous cases, in the case that you know for sure you forgot. So in Siman Kuf Yudzayin, we'll go through 10 cases, very b'kitzur. One case, first person, he's davening Baruch Aleinu, he's in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, and he forgot to say the same Talmud Torah. He forgot the middle of Baruch Aleinu. What should he do? Mishimun Sakon Tazmo says, whoever he is, say it. Don't go back. Whoever you are, mill the bracha, Baruch Elayim, say the mill the bracha, be mamshu.
Mamshu from where?
Yeah, whoever you're holding, mamshu. He said, however, let's say you ended off, you said the Kashan Matoivis, and all you said Baruch Atah, you did not say Hashem yet. Then he says, you say the same Talmud for bracha, and then you go, Svaitse Yuvach, Nusele Kashan Matoivis, you end off the Chachilo, the Chelik of the bracha. Why? The Chsimo should be Ke'ena Chsimo. The Chachilo, not the Yevet, the Chachilo, he says, you should say Yuvach, Nusele Kashan Matoivis. A third step, let's say you say Baruch Atah Hashem. You said Hashem already. What do you do? The Mishabruah, it's a contest, well, the Paskins, go right to. Go right and say the Baruch Hashanah, the Kaf HaShefer, go straight, and go to Shema Kaleinu. In Shema Kaleinu, you say the same Talmud for Rafa, before Tiyat HaHashem. But what do you do? Once you say Baruch HaHashem, do not say the Mdeinu for Kaf, go right there, go straight.
You can't speak it right after.
So he says to go straight. However, this mention of the Holkim, the Shaitu, and the Kohen, says, you say, what do? You say the Baruch Hashanah, and the Medea say the same Talmud for Rafa, the Hashanah also pass away before the Kaf HaShefer, say the same Talmud to the Baruch. So let's check through the Shulchan. It's interesting that I'm going to show Zalman in the Mevakshei Torah Chelek Gimel, even though I've not seen the Licha Shleima, but in the Mevakshei Torah he says over there the same thing. He goes against the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said you should go straight. He said to say before the Kaveh Shefer, the Al Poshim say you're not in the kind of mitzvah. Says the Shulchan Zalman, no, say before the Kaveh Shefer. Passing against the Mishnah Berurah. The quote, why did he go against the Mishnah Berurah? The quote, Shadis has brought down the Isha Yisrael Perchav Gimel from the Shmir Shach and Chosoy. He also said, say before the Kaveh Shefer. Why? He says, what happens? If you say now, you remember, right now you know you forgot. So before the Kaveh Shefer, say right now. You go right, you maybe forget later on also. Push it practical. Right now, make a deal, you said you can say right now. Either some sheet and say, not the kind of mitzvah, go right, and some you get right also. So say, might say right now before the Kaveh Shefer. No, they can be passing the other kind. That's the Shibur says to go right. But after that, maybe forget later on, it's bad to say now. That's what I'm showing from the Shai Tshuva before, that's why some Zaman went to say, better say before the Kaveh Shefer.
Why did Mishnah Berurah again say now?
He said, oh, some person say not the kind of mitzvah right now. You didn't say the same time after. No brothers on there. The Arsham, awesome. Ma'alofa, they have to say, Shema Kaveh, with Makuli Alpha. So they want to hang on?
We should do both theoretically.
What do we have to ask about? The fourth case is, let's say you said Baruch Atah Hashem by Shema Kaleinu. You said Baruch Atah Hashem. So with the air, it says the Mishnah Berurah, say Lam Deinu Chukefa, and go back and say the same Talmud to Rafa and Kiyat Hashem. Say Lam Deinu Chukefa. Also mentioned the Chalit, the Moshe Narchayim Chalik Dalit, he disagrees and said, Shemesayim Shemeyat Fila, and then say same Talmud to Rafa. So my place is also in that case. The fifth case is, let's say you say Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeyat Fila, then what do you do? The Kuliyama Mechab and Sefei says, a person should over there say the same Talmud. A sixth case is, let's say you start off saying with say, you start already with say, what the Lacha? Then you choyzer. If you're not choyzer back to Shemeyah Kaleinu, you choyzer all the way back to Baruch Kaleinu. You have to go back to Baruch Kaleinu. They do discuss, let's say by accident, you went back to Shemeyah Kaleinu with a kind of mitzvah, or it's a ma'akib. So there, the Siyach Mordechai is subject, however, the Seif Ereshon, the Chalikil, Gimel, and Shemeyah Kaleinu, they both say that Mustamah helps to sing in Shema Kaleinu. You might say in the correct mark, Mustamah helps. Now let's say you were finished with Nesrei, you were Oikir Raglov, or you said you were Rotson, and you finished, and this way with the guy behind you. That's as if you finished with Nesrei. The law says you had to dab fully over back voluntary Shema Nesrei from the beginning. That's Mechapit Tzifei. In eight cases, let's say you forgot that you say Talmud to Rokho, and already it's next to you, Shachwitz, you forgot to say Talmud to Rokho, it's Mincho. Now what do you do? The law is, Pesach can say very clearly, you have to have two Shmon Esrays. By Mincha you have to have the first Shmon Esray after Mincha, second Shmon Esray after Shlomim, you mamash miss the first Shmon Esray, you miss Shachris, and you have to have two Shmon Esrays. One as Mincha, the first one as Mincha, the second one as Shlomim. In ninth case, question discussed, come on, I'm a gay, I don't think anyone will happen to, but let's say you forgot to say in Baruch Aleinu. Then you come to Shema Kaleinu. If you forgot to say in Shema Kaleinu, you have to do it saying. What do? You go back to Baruch Aleinu. Baruch Aleinu, you start saying it again. If you got to say in Baruch Aleinu, you're holding by the Kaveh Shefer. In a circle. Now what do? You hold by the Kaveh Shefer. Do you go, you have three options. Either you can say that Maitre, Lachom say you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Therefore, I cannot do the Shema Kaleinu anymore, I have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. That's one option. The second option, you can say, I'm being matched straight until Shema Kaleinu. Why? Because the Baruch I said for Baruch Aleinu, Shema Kaleinu before did not count. That's the whole over again, it goes straight. A third option is skip to Shema Kaleinu. Rather than between the Kaaba Shema al Tzadik, what Maitha already said. So why should I say it again? Let's skip to Shema Kaleinu. Three options. Say to see Mordechai in Perek Zayin is specific. Klal Yishael is not sure. But Maitha brought down. Now this thing come out of the map. You know, going back to Mordechai, there's no way you're going to forget. But let's say it happened. So it brought down in the Licha Shlomo Shlomo Zalman that he over there says that Eichmami Mamshav straight, the drop between you left out. We hold the Kaaba Shefer, if the drop of the Kaaba Shefer out sneaking did not say at all, it goes straight until Shema Kaleinu, until Shema Kaleinu, when you finish Shema Kaleinu. Now let's say, take another case, last case, the seventh case, person, he forgot to say the same time what the drop of, in the first one, that's right, comes next tefillah, and he has to do a tashlumim. Let's say that tefillah is not a time that you say the same talmud to the bracha. What do you do in that case? L'mashal, mincha erev Shabbos. First thing he starts davening mincha erev Shabbos, and he got to say the same talmud to the bracha. He finishes Shmona Esrei. He only remembers the Shabbos time because he thought it came late to shul, that mincha, shayna Shabbos. Now what do you do? To daven over a second time tashlumim for mincha, l'maisa the second time, you're not saying the same talmud to. Or you say l'maisa, I did not daven mincha, never chit tashlumim. Is there chiyuv tashlumim on something where I'm not going to say the same talamotu? So, some of the time to understand this, negeya, nafka minas, understand what the shayla over here is, to go start a step beforehand. The shayla is more rachis, and that chavav obeys the choice of the rishonim. By first, he davens to mincha, rish chodesh. First, on rish chodesh, both say yalav yavoy. He begat to say yalav yavoy. Comes my time. Did he daven kishmona esrei, same shayla? Do you say that Maiso, he did not say Yalav Yavoy by Mincha, he did not daven, and therefore by Meir, he davens two Shema Nesreis? Well no, Maiso wants to daven two Shema Nesreis, he's not going to say Yalav Yavoy anyway. Over there in place, on Chavon Obey, it's being done for Ben Yehuda, the person when he, Mincha Er Shabbos, Mincha, Rosh Chodesh, if he got the Yalav Yavoy, it comes Meir time, instead of Ben Yehuda, don't daven a second Meir, after Tashlum is Mincha. Why? You might be a prophet. You forgot the Yalav Yavoy, the next Shema Nesrei, you're not going to Yalav Yavoy anyway. You might be a prophet. Don't daven the second time. Daven Meir, and that's it. Don't daven the Shema Nesrei. That's the place for us. The rock of there, the rock is being down to the Bachelor for Bam Tzio, says Fakert. He says, the might the person, when he did not, when daven Mincha without Yalav Yavoy, as if he did not say Yalav, he did not say the Shema Nesrei, it comes Meir time. He didn't daven Mincha, he had to have two Shema Nesreis. He has to have Meir, he has Meir, and the second Shmona Esrei, he has to have Mincha, he didn't have... The way Rishonim and the Chonim explain, the Seif Machlokes is, what is the Vaskara of Yalav Yavoy? Is it Yavchiv Shmona Esrei? And then the next thing for Vaskara, you have to have Rosh Chodesh, you have to have Yalav Yavoy? But no, when you have to have Yalav Yavoy, that's the Matzeish Tavlech Chodim, that's Ike Chilka Tfilo. And when you have to have Yalav Yavoy, you did not have it. Again, what is Pshat? If Pshat is, you have a Din Shmona Esrei, and he said Shmona Esrei, and it's enough of that Vaskara, or no, it's a chilek mamash shmona esrei. Which one is it? That's the way I see Yalav Yavoy. That's when the Chokhmah of Matzio is saying what? The first, Be'etim, you missed Yalav Yavoy by Mincha, you did not have Mincha. You missed the Shmona Esrei. You missed the Shmona Esrei, Mincha, you have to do a Tashlumin. You have to have what? By Meir, you have to have first Meir, then you do a Tashlumin. Are you missing the Shmona Esrei, you're missing the Askara. If the Askara, now I'm going to be a missing Shmona Esrei, you have to have the second time. Halach Adu Yipaskin, Simen Kuvchet, and Sifir Aleph, and Lechavet, and Tzkelem, over here, they Paskin, Lechomim, Tav, 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 and therefore what you do, Davon, Tfilis, and Dover. When you finish the first Shema Nesrei, it becomes higher upon what you do. You say like this before the second Shema Nesrei. If I'm a chiyuv, like the Chokhmah of Matzio, then my Shema Nesrei is a chiyuv, that's all the mamash. If I have no chiyuv, like a Ben Yehuda, it's a sin, a kilos and dover. And I should speak up a fair volley, it's not. If it's a tashlumin, if I'm a chiyuv, I'm a bit of the faith, I'm a Chokhmah of Matzio, what is it? It's a tashlumin. If I have no chiyuv, like a Ben Yehuda, what is it? It's a dover, make it smite. Another case over there in Simon Kuvchet, they bring down also the same Nafkamino, is a person when he davened on the Shabbos, Mincha, Shmona Esrei, and forgot to daven the Shabbos part, he davened all 19 brachos. Doesn't matter, let the case go down to Shemar. A person davened all 19 brachos. Come from Moshe Shabbos, what should they do? Says, what should be done? Says to Yishayim, coins are fucking bevanzio. You did not have a Shabbat, you're missing a whole Shemanesai and Mincha, but my yak dab two minus. Coin to Ben Yehuda, you dab the Shemanesai. Just missing that scar of Shabbat. This is a scar of Shabbat, come on Shabbat, you only have one Shemanesai. Because I'm mighty, dab the Shemanesai. You're not going to gain by one Shabbat, by dab the Shemanesai, you're not going to mention Shabbat there anyway. How do you pass it? Timu Kukha, same thing, says the Mechab and the Nisakil, same thing, what you do? Dab the Tanai and the Dover. If I'm missing a whole time Shemon Esrei, then I should be a Tash woman. If I'm missing Shemon Esrei, only the Naskara should be a Tulis and Dover. That's what you're asking. And Nafkamino, Pasha, it says the Mishnah over there, Rosh Chodesh Mincha Er Shabbos. First is Mincha Er Shabbos. He's supposed to say Rosh Chodesh, he's supposed to say Yalav Yavoy. He misses Yalav Yavoy. So lots of Yipaskin, you should always make an Adobe with Tanayim. The problem in Shabbos, Yipaskin, you cannot have a Tulis and Dover. We don't have a Dover on Shabbos. This what you do, says Mishabura, nothing. Mincha Er Shabbos, you get Yal Yovel, comes Lel Shabbos, comes for a night, what do? You daven Lel Shabbos, and that's it. You cannot daven second Shemon Esrei. Even though according to the Chachos Bevanta, you have a Chiyav too. Maisa Sabbos, Bokz Lachos, the Kodav Yudin, Ben Yudin, you can't. So do it, lose the double, but now you can't do it. What do? You daven nothing. Don't daven. The Gaze, the same Dalam Ofer, you can tell him it's the same thing, the same Shalom. You can say according to the Chof of the Vansi, you're missing the same Talmud of the Rachel, you're missing the Chilik Mamash of the Shemon Esrei, so you have to daven over again. The whole time Shemon Esrei. And therefore, Mincha Er Shabbos, what you do at night over there, you at Shabbos, you daven two Shemon Esreis. According to the Ben Yehuda, what you do, before you Mamash daven Shemon Esrei, just you're missing the same Talmud, you're missing that score, and then you're not the same Talmud, and might daven Shemon Esrei, then a bad person, then not daven Lel Shabbos two Shemon Esreis. You could tie this to Fema Chalikis. Couple of time, the first one in stencil on the Gemara Brachas Chavod and Beis, he disagrees. He says, "True, by Yalav Yoveh Machlokes, therefore we have Matmer and we daven Tashlumin B'Tanayim." However, that Daska by Yalav Yoveh wants a tiny Yalav Yoveh. Maybe that's the case that has called the Alma. The same time, what the Brachas the Kuli Alma is my Beis Tovolot Chomim. The Kuli Alma is Nichol Nechelik B'Shmona Esrei. They want to be different writers to it, they want to be right to the Spiders, they have a whole different nusach by Baruch Leinu and Gansin, they want to be another writer, Shahar Tzvi is married to different writers, they're different writers. Shahar Tzvi, as you means right, forget Shmack Leinu, right? As you want to say, right, get some kind, it's from Shmack Leinu. And then ask back, look at the Aloha, look at the Zayin, that because everything, any Baruch, you can say Shmack Leinu, that's what the Aloha says.
Yeah,
but when
you ask them to the Rosh Hashanah, you
can
say,
oh, the Rosh Hashanah, right. And therefore, why there's no common double over there, and the father side, the chokhmah b'vamtzio, side ben yehudah, you should daven two Shemon Esreis. I heard one year of Nachum Eisenstein give a share, and said that's how a great Magash Paskins, and he quoted also a sefer Chokum Shloim, the Simkuv Yitzayim, and I couldn't find the sefer, but he says that the Magash, the Chokum Shloim, the Paskins, that we daven, like the Chaim, that a person, Ben Lel Shabbos, Avadi daven to Shemon Esrei, look who they are. What?
The last minute, you always.
But this is, again, come this little job, people are going to come over, ask, what should I do? Maestro, that's one side, this is a client, this is a Kuli Yomo. I tell you, Shane, Maestro, great place in Mecca, this way, the Shu is Yaakov, and the Kerskayim, Kavachayim, the Sertz Shulchan, the Taifa himself, the Bin Av, the Vespayim, the Shlomo Zalman, the Nafigavil, they all go, they're not ready, the Orphus Chaim 10. 10 of them, they're all tiny, and they're mice and follow the same machlokes. Just like a machlokes of Yalav Yavoy, we have the same machlokes by the same talent once with Rafa, is it the Matbeil, or is it no score of Alma? And therefore, what should the Rafa be? Just like with Simon Kukhet, the Yalav Yavoy, we're passing the Lel Shabbos, the Shabbos says you cannot damn two Shemon Esreis. They want kind of the same thing, by Lel Shabbos, you should not damn two Shemon Esreis. Machlokes is a great place in life to arm Machmer and Akhtavan, who that's the person should do. That's again, you tell me no gash, you don't know, you can ask him personally. Otherwise, who are you can go against him, and they kind of totally upon the same athletics, and therefore you should not down in two Shemon Esreis. Now, just to understand it and take different Akhmininas based upon this, First, the Sefer Eretz Tzvi and Simcha Dalet. I didn't count the amount of Nachminus he had, but he had about 20 Nachminus. He had numerous Nachminus. Upon the side of, and it could buy the same Talmud. He's going to buy the same Talmud. Now, just to go to some of that Bekim, that Nageo, just one case, interesting, that different place can discuss, which one is his slave. By first Manasseh, you serve the same Talmud. However, you forgot to say Yalav Yavai. Second Manasseh, you chaser, because you forgot to say Yalav Yavai. You said Yalav Yavai, you forgot to say the same Talmud. Do you doubt the third time or not? According to many Yehuda, a lot of the kind of mitzvah. According to Chafu Bivansi, the time that Yamamish, you say, the first Manasseh didn't count, because you missed St. Talmater. Second Manasseh did not count, you missed Yalav Yavai. Therefore, you have to doubt the third time. The Stifle Fires in Shadli is no Yehuda, you have to doubt the third time. The Eretzvi, the Eretzvi, they all want to say, be in Chafu Bivansi, you have to doubt the third time, the third Manasseh. Fine, that's an interesting case. But the two cases that make it more alot of Monageas understand what the Shita of Chafu Bivansi is. One shadow is, let's say, first man down to Shemesri, and he got to say the same time about the Bracha, he's Chayser. Is it a Bracha Matala, first man answer? Is it a Bracha Matala? It says that Eretzvi, he wants a tiny one. Mamash, according to Chafim Bivantia, the first man answer is nothing. You have to chew more on the season Shem HaShav, you have even Issa the Reiser, or close to some sheets to the bottom, but you have even Issa, you have to chew more on the first man answer you did. According to many who need out from Esri. You did have a Chilas Gomez, you did have enough of all. That's one of the community he wants a tiny one. We'll get back to this, but that's his title. He wants title coin, the Chafu Bivansi, and he'd have nothing. No, we should do it. Do anything.
Either
worse than
Nidano.
Oh, we'll get back to that far. We'll get back to that far. But we might even not do Mitat Dabi, then Mitat Chi. Second up, you know, the Eretz Yisrael wants title by Meir Brachas. First has a Chi 200 Brachas a day. Let's say Davin Shmonesrei, 90 Brachas he got. If he got the same title, what's the Brachas? Davin again. Does the first Shmonesrei count the Meir Brachas or not? A third Nachmina is the different people on the Taino, the feel of the Tzibur. That if you daven first time, and it did not count, the whole feel is not there, when the Chokhmah Vivanti, you have davened up the chakras, so what do you do? You need to find the Tzibur again. You can't just daven by yourself. You have to go look for another minion. According to Ben Yehuda, you davened away two chakras, just missing that Gosh, but you can daven Bichidus.
That's quite
right, you davened feel, you did feel of the Tzibur already. You did feel of the Tzibur. No, it's didn't doing that score. I did that.
But that score
has to be an instrument. It has to be a tefila. I'm doing a tefila. Score in a tefila. So what? I did tefila with tefila. I did tefila with tefila.
You did one.
You did another
one.
Can't I? No, I did this one all the way also. But can't I? Someone say it's telephone this month like this.
It's the name of
Tumsun
that everyone knows.
That's what will come out. If you want to say it's the Machlokes, think of this and say it's Machlokes. Upon this, the two sheetahs, the Chokhmah Vansia and the Ben Yehuda, if you have a Chiv, look at the Tzibur of the Tzibur now. Now, these last few shalas are Tali Zebazah. Right? Not the if you need Tzibur of the Tzibur, or Meir Brachas, or Brach Batalo, those three are all the same thing, that is it the Shmonet is nothing, give us Brach Batalo, it's not Meir Brachas, and you're not down with Tzibur of the Tzibur? Or no, Maisi, you did do a Tzibur. That's called Tali Zebazah, all these three shalas. Now, each line from the Makar, in the Rosh, when they quote the Chokhmah Bivansiyah, maybe it's not the Oya. Maybe even according to the Chokhmah Bivansiyah, it's not Rokhmah Bivansiyah, and it is Nichol Meir Brachas, and it is also Tfil B'Tzibur. Each line. Why, first, the Rosh Loshon is, it's not that even the Brachas were nothing. His words, it's not say Lera Mokhlum, it's not nothing. His words are, Shlo Yetzi Dei Chavotze B'Zua Tfilah. We're not Yetzi Yechiv with this Tfilah. You have a Chiv of Davening, you're not Yetzi Yechiv with this Tfilah. Let's give you a marshal. Person, like you said before, person, he wakes up to Shabbat and he downs two lists in Dover, 19 brothers. Is the Rokh Batal? Do you become his Chiv Tefillah? No, you have to do another Shemon Esrei. You have to do one more Shemon Esrei. But about it, it's not Rokh Batal. About Nichol Meir Brachas, partial Nichol Meir Brachas. And you can even maybe clear, it's Nichol also Tefillah B'Tzibur. I did Tefillah B'Tzibur. I didn't do my Chiv Shabbat. That you can argue Shabbat against Yishlayim. L'mayit Yigitayna, cycle. I did say the Brachas. I said 90 brachas, I did feel the tzibur. It is just like in the dover, avadim is not bracha vatolo, and it's not a bracha shav. You also made davening from that way. Even when the chokhmah bivansiyah, I said from that way. I said shvach the kodesh baruch hu. I appreciate him and I thank him. But what not mekayim achir? But my shmonas is a good shmonas way. Therefore, this being right in the seaside, it's first the chaznish and the shavazam and the chaim kinyaski. They kind of when they make a mistake in shmonas way, they say it's nichol meir brachas. The 100% is Nichol Meir Brachas. Why? The Shmonesrei is Shmonesrei. You have to have it over again. You did Shlach Madad Hashem. You said a Bracha. And Abad is Meir Brachas. Not like the Eretz. Abad is the Shmonesrei. It's not Rokhav Atol. Yachin Lati Yashem Hashov. Avadi not Rokhav Atol. However, the Maisi, not Mekai Lichim Shachris. Therefore, says also from Zaman and Lichish Shlomo, a person, he says, you've got to say the same Talmud Water. He's standing next to him, you hear him. What you do? He says, you should remind him to say the same Talmud Water. Let's say, Rumizah won't help. She speaks, she did something else about it. He says, no. Let's keep going fighter. I don't even listen. No. He's not the kind, he's not doing his chiyah. Might have had the tefillah. So if someone's out, he cannot pass by in front of him. About the tefillah. About the, that he is saying a bracha, and not a bracha at all.
Well,
yeah, about. No, you're Mil, you're Mil, yes, you're Mil, so you can you do a mitzvah if you can. Can you do a mitzvah? And it's mommy. So let's go on, and then after someone, down the second time.
How do you let it talk,
to remit to the father's church, he had time to remit.
No, but he wasn't allowed to pay him 12.
No, no, he said he can't. He said, do
remit. He didn't mean to talk about that.
He said, the maitha, a bad ishma in Ephraim. And he came past in front of him. It is ishma, it's not ishma, a bad is tefillah. And the shechina bad is there. A bad is there. Except the woman can't be chivet, I'm not a monk.
Couldn't
there
be no bad in Ephraim?
Not sure. Could be, not sure.
What?
No, because
it's...
Why should it be in the Dover? No, no, let's say in the Dover, who you want to say, yeah. But you can Dover do whatever you want. Who are you? It could be.
What do you
want?
You have to do
not say
Shalom.
By the Dover? You have to make it
own.
No, you have to do the Dover. You have to be Moisif. Who are you? Who are you? Okay. I hear you saying. So, Michael, in the... So, therefore, again, a bracha v'tol about a bracha v'tol they're clearly from a zalz and a chaznish and a chaznish a bracha v'tol about a snot out in the mei brachas they say clearly is niflam mei brachas v'oi rov ha'tfilu v'tzibur some ice and that's a real being down from Shlomo Zalman and it's also that way Shlomo Zalman back to Tariq Chalik Gimel and it's worth that also being down for the sake of Bechus Shemayim and he can't use that body you don't need tfilu v'tzibur the hidr is nice it's good to but tfilu v'tzibur based upon this as understood you don't need tfilu v'tzibur I doubt it once and I doubt it I said tfilu I said Shmonesh and Shchid is there. Except my tefillah wasn't Mekai. So my, I do have a tefillah with tzibur. Do I have to go look for another tzibur? So according to the individual, a body on that food. But even according to the Chacham Bavantzio, you can also tell that I did a tefillah. I was Mekai Mechiv. Who said, when I'm Mekai Mechiv, I have a tefillah with tzibur? I did tefillah with tzibur. Who said, when my tefillah that I'm going to do, I have a tefillah with tzibur? Again, my tefillah, nothing real being done, because Rav Zalman and Rav Shemayim, they passed, and Rav Shemayim, I think also, but they passed. You don't need to look for another tzibur. Go later, the Ikashal and the Gaitame one, over here, similarly people married Yisrael, is what to do when you're a Ben Yisrael and Chutzlaret, Ben Chutzlaret and Yisrael, you plan to go back. So, first the stuff in the Koran, the sources, and see the Ikka, the three Pshat among the first, the sources exactly what to do. Ikka, the three Shitas, and then we'll go to the Alapha. The Mishnebrua, the Tzivkub Yisrael, the Tzivkub Hei, the Mishnebrua over there says, Men eto chutzlaretz oyle hepoch. If daitrim terch shono lazer shol kim kaimoi. Within the year he had the das to go back. He shol what like his mocha where he came from. However, daitrim after shono, but he plans to go back after the year. Shol kim mocha b'shu shon. Even though she ishlo isha bogan, can cause a prechodesh veli or primogodim. First, he says, Mr. Brewer, the prechodesh and the primogodim is you plan to go back in a year. You go where you came from. Plan back to go after you plan to go back after you. You dive in hell. You say you dive and feel like a place that you are right now. Depends if you plan to go back within the year or without the year. The passages the words are Moshul Tegan Yeshiva. You plan to go back Pesach and not come back. Let's say plan to go back Pesach and not come back. What should you do? It sounds like the Pimgodim and the Pichodesh and how the Moshul Jew and Alchan Kal Beit is Noitel Alocha Paskins. That a person what should do? He should say the same Bracha Baruch Olam. Why? Because the year he's going back Pesach, that's Torah Hashanah, he plans to stay in America, that's his Mokhoi. So what should he do right now between Zayim HaChesed and December 4th, what should he do? He should say, in Baruch Aleinu the same Bracha. That's Pashas, the words. That's how the Sefer Tzviach Mordechai understands it, Jews and Hakkas understands it. Those are, again, the Pashas of the words. Atal Sheni, according to Shomzalman, the Gun of Yashiv, in the Sefer Yonav Sheni Kilchotzoi, they have a different words. They understand the word Shana differently. Again, the word of Mishkabru is, someone goes back before the Shana or after the Shana, before the year or after the year. Before the Shana means before December 4th or after December 4th. Someone plans to go back before December 4th. He goes like, that means he's right now in Eretz Yisrael. He plans to go back to America by December 1st, by December 4th. Then the law is, he says the same bracha. Help me. He plans to go back after December 4th, and one time with Kuliyama, he's saying the same time with the bracha. That means everyone in the yeshiva, no one's going back before Hanukkah or Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Hanukkah is December 25th this year. So Avada, no one's going back before that time. Avada, he's saying the same time with the bracha, and Baruch Aleinu. He wants to have the word Shana does not mean year, Pashtus. Shana means what? December 4th, not December 4th. He has a right to it. The word Shana does not mean year. He says, look in the Makor, Bichodesh Kotzer Advas. The divided words are, if Daitin Lazar, when you may act a Shana, if you not go back in the rain season, not in the rain season. So you see, Shana means not Shana. Shana means you may act a Shana, which he types it in December 4th. Therefore, again, the nation, very simple, you say in Baruch Leila, St. Talmud, the Baruch. Just nearly a couple of hours on this Mahalach, three points. One, first of all, I don't know when the last time Shana meant, December 4th, which is between now and then, which is 44 days. Right, with 15 days afterwards, till 60 days afterwards, Shana, Simon's applying, Lashon's applying to Shana. Fichot says Shana. Fimagonim says Shana. Mishavua says Shana. There, Allah say, they come and say Allah Lamaisa. They say Shana, you tell me it means 44 days. It means till December 4th. Chidushot. Nearly. Basis. Look in the Pre-Megadim, it's coming to Pre-Chodesh. The word Pre-Megadim, he goes on later. He says, if he does, it's to go back within the year, what's Allah, you go to the place it came from. If Ein Daito, Ella Achla, Shono, Ushnetayim, you plan to go back after a year or two, then what? Like the Shluch of Eitzel, the Dit is, you can make a good Lord. The word Dar, you plan to go back after a year or two. That means what? 44 days and 88 days? That means after, what does that mean? The word Shana Shana time, so the Isha Yisrael is the Kasha, but the Pasha Shana Shana time means a year or two. And that means a year or two, the word Shana means a year. That's just Pasha Taish words. Right, even more of a Kasha, I didn't see anyone ask it, but even more, you're talking from the Advaz says, someone died from Lazar Vimei Gishon. What does Vimei Gishon mean? First thing, it plans to go back, when? By the rainy season. You make Gishon, as far as I understand, so also the Seif Batsiyah, one of understands that way. Megisham means he plans to go back in the winter. Megisham does not mean December 4th, means when? The winter. When's the winter? Until Pesach. The whole time is winter until Pesach. That means even the Advaz of Chayim that Shlomo Zalman wants to bring a raya, that Shana means, does not mean Shana means Megisham. Megisham means winter. That means, what is the Advaz saying? The person has that to go back before Pesach, which is everything goes back to Chodesh Nisan. The law is what? You should be like Nechus Lot, where you came from. That means it comes out, not until December 4th. Even you, Shlomo Zalman, being arrived from the Advaz, you're not saying Shana, you're saying Mega Shana, you're saying winter. You plan to go back in the middle of winter, you should go where you came from. So, nearly to our Chavi Beer, Shlomo Zalman, the Ashram Lamaite, the most fascinating way is all that Talmidim go that way, you know, break around there, so those are either Shlomo Zalman's Talmud or the Ashram Talmud, they go break to this Malach. A kind of anyone stays in Yeshiva until December 4th has a lot of Bnei Yisrael, and then they say the same Talmud to the Rachel. The Makar, we're going from the Pre-Megadim, Pre-Chodesh, to our Chavi Beer. From that Talmud, one sheet that says, go back in the Shana is where you came from, after the Shana is where you are right now. Second sheet of the Mishnah Berurah, in Sukkot Mei, you bring down the Birkei Yosef, Hiskin, Meshem, Kam, and Gedolim, Das, Meraz, Guto, Muri, Malkoi, Chol, Eflot, Kibnei, Ir, and Nimtzavot. What's Allah? He brings down Loka Pichodosh, and a person goes after where he is right now. He's in America, Eretzol. Wherever he is, that's what he does. And that again, has how the Birkei Yosef asking, Raz Guto, the Raz Mimalkoi, Bashmuel, Loka Kitanis, Kaslavron, Bamar Mikhaim, Chaim Vital. They all pass him this way, that a person goes after where he is right now. Again, if he is right now, Eretzol, America is America. That's two sheetahs in the Mishnah Berurah. There's no third sheetah there. Third sheetah that Kohen bring down, which that's in the Advaz mentioned before, the Advaz, the Rikash, and Kiveger, that it really depends what Daita Lazar is Mana Gishamim. Do you plan to go back through the winter, or the Lashon is, or where his wife and children are? If his wife and children are in Yisrael, either the Kutbarat, then his Mokim is Eretz Yisrael. So the Lashon of the Advaz is, either go back, you tell you where you're going to be, when, by the winter, this Mana Gishamim, or where your wife and kids are. Those are the three sheets. Again, one sheet is Shana, a second sheet is where you are right now, third sheet is Bezmal Gishonim. Now again, the word Shana, someone said means December 4th, Kedushamsum. Chorah means Pasha Shana, means a Shana. Second sheet means wherever you are right now, very simple. Third sheet means Bezmal Gishonim, which of course means the whole winter time. Those are three sheets. Now, how to pass him? Just to mention the sheets, the Ikka, there are two ways how to pass him. A follows who are Lalacha, they working correctly, Shalva, who are just, which one is better? So what Ma'alat Tepaskin, they will kind of, what do you do in Baruch Leinu? Say the same Talmud Machal Bracha. Say the same Talmud Machal Bracha. That's Rav Moshe, Rav Devayatzer, Tzliezer, the Vayeshua, say the same Talmud Machal Bracha. And they have a kind of why. That it can choose for us, some bring one for us, some bring another for us, some bring both for us. Shabbat like this, someone in, let's say Chutzlois, in America right now, he is in America. He davens right now, and he says on this, on December 1st, he says the same Talmud Machal Bracha. Now New York is a place needs rain. The mice does not have rain. Are you chayzer in America on December 1st when you say the same time Matzah Bracha? Are you chayzer? Says Ramal Paskin says, you're not chayzer. Since the Mokim needs rain, the Rosh says, it can really show Selah Chathilu the same time Matzah. In Baruch Leinu. However, the meaning is not the way. Therefore, you should not do it. However, once for the Evan, the mice, you said the same time Matzah in Baruch Leinu, says Ramal, you're not chayzer, Koni Nafan, Iran, and the best ones, Yerambam, the Torah, that if you say St. Alamata in a place that needs rain, like New York, in a Khalami, it's not asking people. That means it's a Photoshop. You're an Eretz Yisrael right now. If you've been an Eretz Yisrael, what should you say? The St. Alamata Racha. If you've been Chutz La'aretz, if you say St. Alamata Racha, you're kind of Eretz anyway. You're not asking anyway. So it says a Moshe Photoshop. You're not asking the people. If you've been an Eretz Yisrael, fine, kind of Eretz Yisrael. If you've been Chutz La'aretz, not asking. Another part of the Taino is without this, that in a place that needs rain, let's say a place is not needing rain, but it's not a cold, it's not rain, and you might have took Shishim, you also say the same Talmud of Racha. The Gemara says you say Shishim and onwards, 60 days and afterwards. You said it beforehand, is it Ma'akim or not? So numerous places in Kiv'egir broke down, and the Ma'akim Racha, their MS, numerous places in Taina, it's not Ma'akim. Because at them, it's a time when you can have rain. You can have rain. It's not the summertime. It's not that need rain, it might say you can't have rain. You can't have rain, says great place, and you're not Ma'akim also. Let me say this for us, same thing. If you've been Eretz Yisrael, you have to say Talmud Machal Bracha. If you've been Chutz La'aretz, also say the same Talmud Machal Bracha, and I'm Akiv. Then again, you would place and say, Baruch Hu, later say the same Talmud Machal Bracha. Asma Moshe. One Malach. Now again, this is going, say, if you can return before December 4th, or say you return after, or if you learn December 4th means Shana means December 4th, or whether you learn Shana means Shana Mamish, you can say in this Baruch, in Baruch, later say Talmud Machal Bracha. A second Shito. Which does not make a difference whether how now there are different stories how to say in the Shmack when some say St. Talmud Rabbah Libnei Yisrael, some say St. Talmud Rabbah Stav without Libnei Yisrael, just to mention the different cheetahs and the exact list of how to say it. Just mention the name is first, Rav Sharman, his lashon is Yusein Shmak Leinu, Sein Talam Motla Bracha, Nei Eich Sol Bracha. That's his lashon. The Erlitzian's lashon is Vesein Talam Motla Bad Seinu Akdosho. The Shomazam's lashon is what most of them have done saying Vesein Talam Motla Stam. However, in Yizek Sav Yad, in Tavshin Chavez, 1972, he said to say, Sein Talam Motla Erz Akrish Umklimus Atzich Mekach. Rav Nevin Sal put down this Mishnah Brua to say Vesein Talam Motla Stam. In the Yashim is brought down to say the same Talmud to Stam in Mosvar, however, in Tefillah Gehilchasa, said you should say the same Talmud to the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. In Kilos Yaakov, Shlomo Zalman says you say it in Shema. No, he goes before December 4th.
Yeah.
His case can go, if you can go back before December 4th, yeah. Then you have Machlekes, then what should you do? You should do what? You should say it in Shema Kaleinu. At December 4th, he said the Kulam is saying in Baruch Kaleinu. The disciples go down on the Shabbat and he said to say it's Tam. And Diva Yatsim said he can say it's Tam. However, maybe it's better to say the same Talmud Motor, but it's Sainu of Deutsche before Mokhm of Tzichim Lehem. So I don't know if it's any Machlik, as some say it. Even the same Gedolim switch exactly, you should say you think Talmud Motor is Tam. Or the name Saul could be both MS, which is better, Yishma'ayim. But might you have two choices of what to do. Say, again, let's say you're going back before December 4th, you have two choices. Either to say the Baruch Leinu, and in one shach, you're not going to be chayzer. Shaila is, what is bad to say the Baruch Leinu? Or no, Baruch Leinu say the same Racha, and Shmak Leinu say the same Talmud Motla Racha. And then also, the Kuli Alma and Kain the Mitzvah. The Kuli Alma. The Shaila is, the only Shaila now is Shikla Das. You have to go through all the Shitas. Which one is the better case to do? Because each one has a concern to it. To say the same Talmud Motla Baruch Leinu is the video epic in some Shitas. Say Shmak Leinu, you're not saying it in Baruch Leinu, you're supposed to say it. The Shaila now from the Gedolim is which one is the better way to do it. Avada Bokum have a Mahalach El Beil Degel Kim Chayit. Do you have to wear the Shitas? Which one is a better place to say it in Baruch Leinu or in Shmak Leinu? Again, the Gedolim on both sides. Now let's say a person... No, but the Masha, again... No, they're going to know Shema Kaleinu. This not supposed... Yeah, Shema Kaleinu can ask whatever you want. No one in Baruch Kaleinu, you cannot say this in Lashon. Everyone can say Baruch Kaleinu, not everyone. Not everyone says they can say in Baruch Kaleinu. The Riyatim is with something, but otherwise...
In Shema Kaleinu, you don't say that as well?
You say that's correct. You can say any Baruch Kaleinu you want. Any Baruch Kaleinu you want. You say, think I'll want to.
You say, but can I do you mean tonight?
No, yeah, the shells, you don't have to place where you're from, right? So I'm saying, that's an invitation, right? So, that means that's all, that's an invitation.
Yeah.
Not like we're not in the invitation. But, yeah. Now, if you start saying the Saint Al-Motu, you're Ben Yitzol, and let's say tomorrow you go to Chutzlaretz, what do you do? So then, look, Liam, if you're Ben Yitzol and go to visit Chutzlaretz, says the Birk Yosef, and the person will afterwards follow, it's a Chuchavet Lula to change. Once you start saying it, then if you're Ben Yisrael, then if Nami, you keep going, even though tomorrow you're Chutzlaretz and it's the still end of November and December, then you start going, you keep going straight, you say the same Talmud Rachel in Baruch Aleinu. Now, let's say you are Ben Yisrael, you go to Chutzlaretz tomorrow, you don't plan to come back, you move to Chutzlaretz tomorrow. Move, don't plan to come back. Then the Maisa is much like this. The Sicilia that says, the Maisa, since we start saying it's a Chiyah Mamish, Sicilia says you're Mamshich, else be chuchu v'pula. Well, it seems to me the person don't go the way. Tzabachachim be'amisha, isha yisol, be'malacha. They want to know that once you ishi yamachim l'gami, a ben erzal went to chutzlaiz and a chnami, then you oik yourself, and you have din the mach that you came to, and then you stop saying the same time mach l'vacha in Baruch Aleinu. Maybe you say it in Shema Kaleinu, but you don't say it in Baruch Aleinu. What about ben chutzlaiz, who came to erzal, and then he's chlis to chutzlaiz? Then the Kuliyam will come out of the place in Taitum that you go back to being a Ben Chutzlaretz. Even if you want to go after the Malkum that you... Even if you want to say you sit over here in the St. Talmud for Rachel in Eretz Yisrael, in Baruch Aleinu, for the Maisa, you want back Chutzlaretz, the Etz Miyar Chutzlaretz, for the Maisa, the Viyatsiz, and the Gavirah, and the Yechinah, the Alpachim, the Mishalachim, the Eboisim, the Oyed, the old Taitum, the person, Maisa, goes back to being a Ben Chutzlaretz, and his Lachel Ben Chutzlaretz, and does not say in Baruch Aleinu, the whole of us, the St. Talmud for Rachel. Another shaila, or more case, is what about a shliach tzibur? Now, the best thing is, there are some places who say, l'chadchila, you should not be a shliach tzibur. But you got a problem. You're saying the same talmud water, and they're saying the same bracha. So that means your shmona esrei shei belachas is not a preparation of what you're saying b'kol rom. And in my sense, what you do, we say b'kol rom, say, you're not so, say that also. What do you do? Now, those places give them a pass.
The talmud say a different
motion. Oh, so we'll get that. But first, all places who say, l'chadchila, you should not be a shliach tzibur. Well, the team, Salafat, Masih, Monachai, Schreinberg, they say, Lechachil is not Yishlech Zibur. Al-Tal Sheni, Shlom Zalman, and Uvyashim say, Lechachil, you can be Yishlech Zibur. But that's not what Lechachil should do. Now, to tell a person who has the outside, not to be Yishlech Zibur is very hard. I mean, maybe a Tamachok, maybe a Shmai, you tell that to. But most people, you tell them, you know, it's a problem. They have to down on the outside. Fine. So then what do you do? What do you do? Either could come to Lechachil or others with Yev, what do you do? Then the mice, well, the place came away, the Birk Yosef, and down was being down, that the Lachash, you daven your own Nusach, and the Kol Rom, you daven Nusach in the Mokhan. Because mice said, why? Because the Kol Rom, who is it for? Not for you. You daven Shmanef, so you're a Baki. It's for the Oilam. The Oilam, you say, then Nusach. Mice say, then Nusach, even though your Shmanef should really be a scholar preparation, you say, your Nusach, the Lachash, and the Kol Rom, you say, then Nusach. No, that's in the Mokim means the Mokim for where you are.
Eretz Yisrael.
Are
you being late, Rashmi? I am. The thing is
9 is
10 people, and 9 people
are going to
have 1 person
late.
And how many
are
your tefillah?
Your tefillah, you're saying your own tefillah.
No,
the Korom. That you're doing it for them, not for yourself.
Even though it's whatever it is.
For them, it's not the Baki for them. Mash Nishkin is it, have you all there? Not a problem. That's what the place I'm saying. But I hear Yishai, which doesn't say it, Yishai. Just to end off, people, Dabash Manasseh, they forget a lot. We see a lot of people, especially in the beginning, being Chayzer. Now, in the Dabash Manasseh a second time. Just to understand the Chumas HaInion of being Chayzer, how a person should not do it, even though we tied it before, and that the Kuliyam of the first Manasseh, he said, is a Shmanasseh, and not Baruch HaLadolah. But to see the Chumas HaInion, the Sefer Shulchan HaTorah and Sim Kabbalah, four times the Sefer Shkiyas Miyavim, over there, he brings down the Titans Minaroi, that is Manazer, a person he began to the same time, Matlavacha, not to be Choyzer at all. I.e., Mishman Esrei, not to be Choyzer. It brings that down the same as Zahav, that he says that the Baal Shem Tov said, should not be Choyzer, who told him, repeal Yom. Yosef is manazeh nach Michoizer. I didn't have a shmonesh nach Michoizer. He says, Biyad over, the Gemara Brachas, Tavam, and Beis, the Gemara over there says, that person, if he can mechavin by tefillah, he should daven. If he cannot mechavin by tefillah, he should not daven. The Gemara says, you cannot have kavonah, don't daven. However, this man is there, Sefer Chazal, if he decided that he can't have kavonah, he can't daven, Sefer Chazal, no problem. Everyone decided they can't daven. The Yom HaZal said to say that we let people daven, you know, they can't have kavonah. You know, you can't have kavonah, you can't daven. However, the Yom HaZal, Pil Yom, Ravali, Eichan HaZal, the Chazal didn't tell you that. And therefore, a person who said, Pil Yom, you should not daven over, you should not daven. Mamash HaHol Shem HaSay over, why? Sometimes you forget again, you have no kavonah, son of the tefillah is mamash, it's a good belief in Shama, it's empty words, you can say the words, but in my sense, it's all empty, you should ask not to have no begin. You don't say, oh, but let's say you're Yerushalayim. In case of St. Talmud, what about anything? He's talking about Yalav also. Now, he got it, he ends up saying that my Yerushalayim, 100% you're not going to forget, a lot that you can have no begin. Yerushalayim, you're Yerushalayim, you should have no begin. However, we're going to have not to have no begin again. It's not to have no begin. The mice and the we don't go this way. A local will be passing off right there. We're in Amamoyna, whether Yishman, not Yishman, do Chayzer. Now we see the Chayma Indian, how stark this thing is that people, they don't, sometimes they take this Indian and say, I'll forget about it. I'll hopefully remember. It's very important to remember the Indian saying, you say, I'll not forget. If not, mice and the local, it's not to be Chayzer over. It's the words should mean something, Shabbat, they give an eight to say every, the first 30 days say the call wrong. Because you say the call wrong, first you say the call wrong the wrong way, then the medical can look at the eight and then everyone corrects you obviously. But nice if you know you say the call wrong, you're very mad, but say the words correctly, you say the same time, what's the wrong one? If we said, if the medical bill says, say the call wrong, one means to have you, one means to have three more people around you.
Well, middle of
the yeah, the call wrong. The guy tonight, the way I think he was holding, he said the call wrong with Shmackalani. See what he's told you, that's your second part. You remember that same color? Is that the color over there? Fine. But, for myself, the Indian, a very important thing in Indian, they should realize that she was a tefillah. It should not be taken lightly. It should not just think you do chazara. The mice is a straight Indian do chazara. The Gemara says, you should not have you, you're not going to have one. The mice do say that person should not have over. The best thing is not to forget. If you should say it, not to forget. Not to forget and have kavona by every shunasai b'chol milo milo.
Today, and if you think that it's not a shaila that's going to get a maisa, you can come to me afterwards and I'll tell you which Avreich from this yeshiva came over to me and told me about a bachur who went ahead being his manim and went to a tattoo place and got a temporary tattoo because he said it's not permanent, so what's the problem? And it goes, and that bachur said it goes away in a few months. That's what they told him. We got a tattoo, it goes away in a few months. So are you over or are you not over? So Pasha says you're zichra over drabonon, and according to the Muki Yosef, you're going to be over the rice also. There is another area of the temporary, which is called, it's called permanent makeup. What's permanent makeup? Permanent makeup is a thing that is very common today, for sure among the goyim, and I've seen it advertised in some of these from places, you know, these petitions, whatever. They advertise permanent makeup. So, how does it work? So we spoke to a few people. One is they take a hot needle, they go down into the first layer of the skin, and they apply whatever color you want into that first layer of the skin with a temporary ink. Now, heyois, it's only one layer down, and the skin sheds itself, and heyois, the ink, is gonna, you know, after a while, just come apart. So what should be the problem? It's only a temporary tattoo. So the fact is that you're going to be overdrawn on them. And they use this in order that the lady shouldn't have to put on makeup all the time. She'll put it on by her eyes, she'll put it on instead of lipstick or something, and like this, she always has her makeup ready. Okay, so she can't change her color for 2-3 years. So I don't think they have a problem with that. It costs a lot of money to do it. And you know, I've seen it advertised. I don't know if anybody actually tuck it does it, but Lamaisa, Yizikr going to be over Drabana. What happens if you don't do both? You don't scratch and then put in the ink. You just do one half. For example, you take your pen and you make a nice little picture on your hand. or you take your place, your needle, your whatever, and you scratch something into your hand. You want to write somebody's phone number, you don't have a pen, so you take some sharp object and you scratch into your hand numbers. Are you Iver or are you not Iver? So the Rosh and the Meiri will both tell you that there's no Isser, even the Rabbanon, if you don't do both. In order to be Chayiv, you need to do both. If not, you only have a Chatzim Maisi, you don't have anything over here, and you're not Chayiv B'chlal. The Tzamsofer, the Beis Shmuel, they both want to say that there's still an Isser the Rabbanon if you scratched but didn't paint. But if you painted without scratching, they'll be masking that it's Beseder. However, the Minchas Chinuch learns that writing, if the writing is permanent, you're going to be Yerid Rabbanon. If the writing is temporary, like your pen, you'll be okay. But if you took permanent paint, I don't know where you'd get something like that, but some mamish permanent paint that you couldn't get off your skin, and you made a nice little picture, according to Minchas Chinuch, you're going to be Yerid. According to everybody else, Pasha says you wouldn't be Yerid. Chaim in the Pashegan Aksav over there, he comes out Lamaisa, he says that there's no, I mean, if one wants to be Mekal on Stam writing, one could, scratching as well. He seems to take that that Kav, not to be Machmer on Stam writing. It could be that when you're talking about a picture, there would be Mokum to be Machmer, not to paint the whole picture or something on, but Stam writing a phone number, Pashas would be Mutter. However, if you went ahead and painted a picture of a tattoo, that mamish looked real. Like a real tattoo. It took a little very, very fine paintbrush, and you painted the words "mom" on your arm, right across. And big, you know, or "no fear," whatever else they want to write. Would you be over Marasayim? Because when you come into Yeshiva the next day, and you roll up your sleeve to show your chavrusa exactly what you did by night seder, He's gonna think, oh, the guy went ahead and made it, the guy sitting next to you who doesn't hear what you're saying, Zichra's gonna think that this guy made a tattoo, right? So maybe you should say it's also to even leave it there. Mitam Arasayim. That's one side. The other side is you could say, like my chavrusa would want to tie up. Okay, we'll come back to that in a minute. Let's first see what's the gather here of Marasayim. Let's first see what's the gather here, Marasayim. So in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mechaber talks about, in Simon Shinal, the Mechaber talks over there about if your clothes got wet on Shabbos, so you're allowed to hang them out on the line in front of everybody. The Mechaber says, it's also, you're not allowed to do it. Why? Because Marasayim. And not only that, since it's a Melacha D'Oraisa, you're not even allowed to do it B'Chadri Chador. That Melacha, which we're Choshesh you for, if it's a D'Oraisa, You're not even allowed to do it b'chadri chadorim if you're doing it in a noifin of Mar, that's going to be Marasayim. If it's Rabbanon, if the malacha that we're going to be chayshish you're doing is the malacha de Rabbanon, then the pasha says you'd be allowed to do it b'chadri chadorim, but you wouldn't be allowed to do it in public. Okay, so how about this guy's painted tattoo? He tattooed on his arm. Is that called, well, pashas we're going to say, we're going to be chayshish him for a malacha D'oraisa, right? Because maybe he put it in, unless you'll say, oh, we're only choshesh is using temporary ink. So it'll be an afkamina what we're going to be choshesh that the guy did, if we're going to be choshesh. And also be an afkamina whether you're going to consider his clothing chadri chadorim. If he constantly keeps it covered, maybe it has a din of chadri chadorim. That's a shah that I don't really have the answer to, but altmar is a ayin. I'm not sure. But Rav Silverman wanted to tie up the other way, that maybe you shouldn't have to worry b'chlal about Marasayim. Why? Because if a guy walks in with a tattoo on his arm, nobody in the yeshiva or in his right mind is going to think that this guy's an absolute nut. They're going to think he painted something on his arm. Why are they going to think that he went ahead and made a tattoo? Why should they think that he went ahead and did something as a vite? Right? Just like if a guy walks in clean shaven, you're going to think that he went ahead and shaved with a razor? They're going to think he shaved with a shaver. Nobody goes ahead and makes a tattoo today. No Bnei Torah goes and makes a tattoo. Maybe for the street? I don't know, maybe you have to worry about people in the street. People in the street don't know. A Frayid has no idea. He's going to look at whatever's sitting on your arm, he's going to say, oh look, you see? Someone with a kippah goes ahead and puts on a tattoo.
So then he's changed
Potentially for shaving also.
But even in the Goyish world today, everybody knows that there's something called shavers. So it's lav dafka that they're going to say you use the razor.
They don't know
what?
The razor.
But the thing, not necessarily are they going to think to themselves, I went to the tattoo, what, you know. Why? Why, thousands of years ago, it was a sign of godliness. Okay, so Fry, he doesn't understand. So he doesn't know the difference.
That is my line, so how long any woman wearing makeup
is my line. Oh. What's that? Why woman wearing makeup?
Because you could always think that it was done through the...
No, you could tell. I mean, regular makeup, fakir, temporary, this permanent makeup should be better off Mar Sinai, because if they see it, they're not going to think that she went ahead and had permanent makeup done. They're not going to think she had a tattoo put on. They're going to think it's regular makeup, because the normal thing for a woman is to put on regular makeup. It's the yechide that go ahead and put on, you know, this permanent makeup stuff. So if a woman had it put on and nobody knew, of my science, she wouldn't have a problem, because if somebody sees it, they're just going to think it's regular makeup. Maybe if they see her coming out of the swimming pool and the makeup didn't move, so maybe we'd still say that, you know, it's waterproof. I don't know. But they're certainly not going to go ahead right away and say, it's not like such of a force and thing that they do, you know, every single day to make that other Mar Sinai. Maybe, why don't you ask, maybe it's like shetels. Why don't you make it like shetel? A woman has a shetel that mamish looks like real hair. Maybe it should be awesome. Because the person's going to think, oh, she's pusher walking around without her hair covered.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe it is, and it's fine. Okay. So whether or not you're chayiv now, whether you're chayiv to remove it on Smar HaTayim, we'll get to in a little bit. How about Al Yidei Goy? Or Einu Misayeya. What does it mean, Ayidei Goy or Einu Misayeya? You go to the tattoo parlor, and the guy doing it is a goy, and the yid who walks in doesn't move, he just sits there, exactly what's called Misayeya. I'm not going to right now. So, anybody who heard the infamous tape for Rabbi Reisman, everybody heard it? Anybody hear it? Okay, we're going to say what happened over there. There's a Rabbi Reisman in one of his shiurim over there has a shaila that came to him about a woman who Nebach Lailinu had Yenamachla, and all her hair fell out. Now she was a married woman, so the hair issue wasn't so bad because she had a shaitel. However, the eyebrows also fell out. Now it's very embarrassing to walk around without any eyebrows. Especially if you're a lady. So she came to Rabbi Reisman, she wanted to know if she could have permanent makeup applied to the eyebrows as a form of tattooing, which would look exactly like real eyebrows. Almost exactly like real eyebrows, no. And it goes away after 2-3 years. Is it mutter or not? Now again, it's temporary ink. It's going to go away after a while. What's the thing? So Rabbi Reisman over there says that he went through the sugya and then he spoke to Rav Palms itself, he spoke with his son, Rav Palms Toronto, Shlita, and they came out with the following psak, the Kitzur Nimratz, okay? They were matrit with the following tzirufim, four different things together. One, it's Durabonon, because it's only temporary. And since it's a Durabonon, the Mokhan covered a Brias, Loigas Rinon. So Mela should be mutter with that alone. Two, she'll do it all yidei goy. And three, enim sayeya. And four, the shach. Sheitz Chevri knows what shach I'm talking about. Right? The shach that says that, what's the shach say? That if it's, that by Efer Makla, that when they put the Efer on the wounds, so why was that mutter? Because makosai machichai, right? Makosai is machichalov, that it was done for the purpose of a makkah and for the purpose of healing and not for the purpose of a tattoo. And since it wasn't done for the purpose of tattoo and it's clearly visible to everybody, so you're not going to have any problem of somebody thinking that it was mutter to make a tattoo. And therefore, if a makkah was mutter. So they want to tie now that so too over here. Since it's nicker that it's the refuah, because she's in a situation where she has no eyebrows, and it's nicker that she's not doing it, it's not for the sake of a tattoo, but rather she's replacing something that should have been on her head that isn't on her head. I want to add, and I don't know if I'm right, that maybe there's another connection there. Makosa makicha, when you notice, when you know that it's a tattoo. But nobody even knows that it's a tattoo over here. No one's going to look and say, oh, you know, those eyebrows look almost real. They're not going to chab. They think it's real eyebrows. So hayyos, nobody even chabs that it's a tattoo. It should be even better in the case of Eifer Makla. I don't even know why you need a shach.
Where's the Makla?
No, meaning there's no Makla mamish, but from when you put that tattoo on, or even later on, it's clear that you're not doing it for the purpose of a tattoo. The case of Eifer Makla is a guy had a wound of some sort, and there's a hole in it, and they put in some sort of Eifer. Now when this wound heals, so that's already a shayla, they speak about exactly what does it mean, makosa makicha, that is it shas maisa when he does it, at that time it's clear that he's doing it, even though later on there's not nisha anything, no, it's nisha afterwards, a sinan. They say it's nisha,
the bas... Who says that the fool, if you actually make a real tattoo, but from the fact that this would be a real tattoo, who said it makes a real tattoo?
The svara that it's machiach, that it shows me that you're not doing it to shame the tattoo. You're doing it to shame there, it's to shame the refuah. So it makes a nachemina. If you do it for by desire, it's usher. If you do it for by desire, it's usher. If you do it l'shem tattoo for by desire, it's usher. If you do it l'shem, the guy has a makah, so it's mutter. She's nebachsik. She doesn't have eyebrows. This is a chelik of getting her through the illness. It's not the shame of a dessert. It's not the shame tattoo.
It's a third party.
That means make a tattoo.
So we were clear. Forget that. Why don't you just say any a court? No. What do we come out with that? Huh?
Why not?
Right. So really? that would have we would have to say that it would only be by a case of Drabona. Because Lamaisa, what is the Machaber saying? And what is the Machaber that if that somebody who's let's go back for a second. Let's go back to Misayeh and Goy. Right? Machaber says Misayeh is Potter. Shach says, you're right, he's Potter, but that's only from a Chiyuv of Malchus. But love, he's still over. So how can they come ahead and tell me? So how can you go ahead and tell me that over here, if we're going to say it's she's not say yeah, she's going to go to a goy, that it's going to be mutter elamai? That's talking about deraisa. Over here, hayoyis, the ink was not permanent ink. The whole thing is talking about drabonon. So we're going to have a different gather of what's of misayeya and goy, and maybe we can apply goy misayeya. But in chanami for deraisa, could be we wouldn't be able to say such a thing. It could be over here the same thing would apply. So based on that, they were matured. Can't believe the only one had pink. Okay, now Lamaisa, how much do you have to write in order to be over? How much of a tattoo do you have to put in to be over? Do you have to put in one scratch with a line? Do you have to write? Does the guy have to write his girlfriend's name? Does the guy have to write a picture, two letters, a whole sentence, a whole shem of avodah zara? How much do you have to write? So the fee, the smat, the Rabbein Yonison, Taisus Shonim, Piskei Taisus, the Rav, you need to write two whole letters. You need to put in two whole letters. The fee, the Ravid, the Rash Mishans, the Rambam, the Rivon, the Rabbein Yeruchim, the Ritva, and the Meiri. You don't need to write any letters, but any shape at all, even a sritah, you're going to be chayav. If you did the sritah in the right way, which we just saw earlier, it doesn't matter which way you do it, but you made even one line, exactly how long the line is, I'm not exactly sure, you're going to be chayav. And lefi, the yatanim stress Yisrael, a line alone wouldn't be enough, but you don't need letters. You need to have some sort of shape, some sort of something finished, maybe a picture or a circle or something that looks like a finished product of some sort. However, kuli amalei pligi that lefachot derabon in your over, even if you just make a tiny scratch, and therefore, if you'd want to come along and tell me that permanent makeup should be mutter because it's nothing more than a straight line, and it's not you're not over because it's not too icy ice, and you're not over because it's not a shape or anything derabon, you're still going to be over. Are you chayiv to take off this tattoo?
perhaps. Yes, sir. Another man is cured you. Why would I be sure they're right there?
What happened to Chetzi Shir? Maybe you're not, maybe that is, huh?
From the other Shir, in Tanya.
Yeah, maybe that's, maybe for the Chiyuvim Malkus, maybe you're still over.
Ah, you're still over.
Maybe it could be for the Chiyuvim Malkus.
Well, it's not a tattoo,
why? You ate a Chetzi Zayis Chelov.
Let's say Chetzi Shir, that's my Chilov, not by anything else. Let's say like Hamas is now, that's your own thing. But that's by Achila, you say Chatzashir. It's not Achila.
Only by Achila. Only by Achila. If you only say Chatzashir by Achila, you wouldn't say anything else.
That's the point. It's true.
So you have to take it off. You had a tattoo put on the Isser. You have to take it off. Or Nebuch, those who went through the Holocaust, the type take the numbers off their hands, or somebody had a tattoo put on and then we've been the tshuva, you have to go ahead and take it off, either mitam maris ayin or for any other reason, maybe every second that it's sitting over there giving over. That's very good. Yeah, but
everybody knows
what it is. Right, right,
it's true. But
even my cousin...
You're saying
it's not the Shadda by Ephraim Akhla is if you're allowed to do it the Chal. Because if you do it, you're going to be Nisha, I still think. So we say you could do it because my cousin didn't put it on. But the Shadda is, now that something was done that doesn't look like that, and it was a Deraisa, not a Darabona, so the Ephraim Akhla was only a Darabona. Not the right stuff. This is a regular right to take the tattoo.
Now you said the head right on and do the shame of the That's what it has
to do with my cousin Chris. No, no. It's the format. You're not doing a tattoo. You're putting aper into a wound. Nervous. Later on, it's a nisha, some sort of tzur over there. Huh? So that's an Isra'bonah, Marasayim. I mean, I don't know if it's Marash Marasayim, but that's an Isra'bonah tattoo. A Isra'bonah take a tattoo. I mean, there's no shame. There's no anything.
Take a tattoo.
So now the shaila is, what would you have to do with all of these? So this shaila is found, obviously, in the Pashen HaHaksav, which is good to go through from cover to cover, where he discusses the Minchas Chinuch on Shabbos by the Melacha of Moichik. So over there he says, the Minchas Chinuch over there brings down that if a person is Moichik, a tattoo, on Shabbos, he's going to be chayv because he's being Mesakin. Why? Because he put it on, and he says over there, because he put it on the Isser, and he says it's not proper, the exact lotion, it's ain't a nachlin, something like that for Yisrael to walk around like that. That's all he says. So Reb Chaim has a couple of questions over here. He asks, L'chair, what do you mean? First of all, I didn't know B'chal you could take them off. And Zichr back then, when the Gemara was talking about how did it come out back then? How did they take it off then? There was only one way to get it off. They didn't have lasers. So must be they had to cut it out. So why shouldn't, if you do that on Shabbos, why shouldn't you be over for making a wound? So it doesn't understand the whole case. Besides, okay, so he says the Maisa though, he says there's no chiyuv b'chalal to go ahead and take it out. And since there's no chiyuv to take it out, you know, it's not an issue of tikkun. So the mindset, okay, he holds you don't have to take it out. We were asking, could be Yair Chai to take it out on because of Maris Ha'ayin. Could be Maris Ha'ayin would be enough to make you take it out. I don't know why he doesn't address that. The guy has a tattoo, he's walking around with a tattoo every day, and that not only that, he put the tattoo on before he was from. So you see a guy walking around with no yarmulke, you see a guy walking around with a face mask, and he has a tattoo on, so you think, okay, the guy did whatever he did. Now all of a sudden you see a regular, normal, from-looking guy, and he has a tattoo. So maybe somebody would take a look at him and say, oh, you know what, one person, tattoo. He doesn't know that the guy has a whole history. maybe it should be maybe you should have a chiyuv to take it off, huh? Could be. My question is mechicha.
I don't know
if Marasayin, does Marasayin apply so far that you have to worry about a guy?
A Friday, you
know. I don't know. Hmm? Does it? Don't know. Now, when it comes to taking off the tattoos, so I tried to keep out all the stories, even though they were very geschmack and taste of the world. But there's one story that I just cannot keep out. So I'm going to say it. And it has to do with this, and I can't say we have a full answer to it. But last night, somebody came over and told us a story. And Hosh the Nerdik and myself. We will revire the story a little bit more. We don't have all the details. A Freya Yid, I don't remember if he said it was a girl or a man, had a tattoo put on their arm. The tattoo said, and I quote, "Beseret lanefesh lo yisitnu bivsarchem, uksoyves kaka lo yisitnu bochem, ani Hashem." The full pasuk?
With the shame
Hashem. Yud kei vav kei. Okay. Later. Fine. A person did it. Later on in life, Amnon Yitzchak got hold of this person. Made them from. Now the person wants to take off his tattoo, which has shame Hashem. This person also has other problems with shame Hashem. Can you go into a bath, or a shower, or a mikvah? Or the bathroom. So us going into the bathroom or into a shower, so the Gemara tells us that if you have such a tattoo, the one Shabbos says you can put something around it. Cover it up. Seder. Us being Moicheg, Pashtus is, we couldn't see what the answer is, but we heard that Rabbi Avadya Yosef was Matarit. We don't know why, and it was taken off. They don't cut the whole thing off. It takes a long time, and they do it with lasers. That's the best way, Pashtus. And, you know, it takes many times coming back. It takes years to get rid of the whole thing. What's the grandma? No, but it could be that as soon as you break it up, it just breaks up at some point now. Maybe that's a machinka already. Maybe it starts to fade at a certain point. You're for sure going to... Listen, when you erase something with a pencil and an eraser, right? The first time you go over, it's still nisha or something. When you erase, you go over it a few times, then it's gone. At what point do you have the machinka? You take an eraser, you go over one time. It's still there. It's still something there. Go over the second time, the third time, then it's all gone.
Yeah. Don't know.
That's a question of the teeth. I guess we have to figure out how to learn.
That's retarded, nice.
Now, Lamaisa, what would happen if he had written this in English? If he'd written Shem Hashem Balaz, G-D, what would be the din? So that would be a little bit different. Over there, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that in such a case, that if that in reference to Kedusha, you don't have a problem, you can erase it. But in reference to going to Amata Matunach, like the bathroom or someplace else, there's a Machlegis in the Achrinim, at least five sheets either way. For a full treatment of that Machlegis, one can listen to tape number, whatever it is, from Rav Silman's Kabur on such a thing, and he has notes as well, for that Machlegis. Now, up till now, we were under the assumption that everything that we're talking about over here is Daraisa. I was speaking with one very Choshev Rav here in Eretz Yisrael, who told me the following. He said, tattoos? It's not the right stuff. I was like, why is that exactly? So he said to me, because the way that they used to do the tattoos that the Torah prescribes, i.e. srita, making a scratch into the skin, and then putting in the ink, is not how they do it today. The way that they do it today is they take a pin, a needle, they stick it straight in, spritz the ink in, and that's it. So that's not called making a srita. I asked him where he saw this. He told me he saw it someplace. He doesn't remember. He's going to try to find it. So we haven't seen it. The only thing we do know is that Rav Chaim Knievsky writes, Lamaisa in Siman Dalet, that there is no nafkamina, what instrument you use or what hand you use, as long as you, it says clearly, if you use a needle, if you scratch it, you do biyad, it doesn't matter, and he says the words needles. You're over deraisa. So I don't know where this is from. If anybody sees it, I would certainly like to see it. And if anybody has any other auras, we would like to hear them before we go on to payas and shaving next week, which is on what day? Monday. So, somewhere between Monday and Tuesday, we would like to start payas and kiluach. Is that the state of everything?
Yeah. 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 Ye